This is Alex Peace of EG with Bill Page, Chairman of the BCO Research Committee, fresh after the latest office-to-residential conversions report that the BCO has released. Bill, thank you very much for your time. What are the key findings from the report?
Thank you, Alex. Yes, this report is an update of original piece of work the BCO did back in 2015, which at the time was aimed to update on the impact of PDR since it was introduced in 2013 in England. It's a quants report. It's about quantifying the impact PDR has had to office supply. And back in 2015, it estimated that around 6 million square feet of office space had been lost under the PDR regime. But at the time, data was inconsistent, and to have 100% conviction around that figure was lacking a little. Since 2015, of course, PDR became permanent. It became permanent in May last year, and that prompted us to commission this second report to re-examine impacts. Now this is, you know, a permanent part of the office and residential landscape. High-level results are quite profound. Firstly, a point I'd make: this isn't just a London and the South East issue. There are hotspots of conversion in areas like Bristol, Leeds, and Sheffield. Not necessarily in Manchester, which may be a surprise to some, but Manchester do use their Article 4 exemptions. In terms of the results, there are quite a few numbers and quants, but the implications are clear. So over the 2014 to 2016 period, the research monitors getting on towards 9,000 notifications, about 3,300 of which were in London. So it's not a London issue, but London does feature quite highly. Of these notifications, around 80% were either granted by the local authority or waived through without examination. So just to summarize the policy, prior approval essentially means that developers still have to notify local authorities of their intention, but the local authority can then choose whether to examine, in which case it can either grant or refuse permission. If it refuses, then the developer can come back through a more formal planning process. So there is an assumption that things will be more streamlined and more schemes will be waived through. Back to what we found in the latest research, there's a couple of key points, one of which the number of notifications has been declining. It's only been a gradual decline, but we have seen fewer notifications. We've asked why that is, and there are a number of potential reasons. First one, and probably most convincingly, is an element that some of the low-hanging fruit has already been converted. So the most viable office candidates for conversion have already been actioned. But we also found that there was uncertainty in the first half of 2016 around whether the rights would become permanent or not, and that led to a bit of hiatus. And at the same time, there was, of course, the Brexit referendum and political uncertainty, which caused some hesitancy in the property market altogether. And perhaps over the last 18 months or so, there's been some reversal or softening in that resi capital value premium over offices, particularly in some areas of London and the South East, which could have an effect. But having said that, notifications are still running high. They're running at about 750 per quarter, and the research estimates an implementation rate in excess of 50%. So, you know, a good chunk of these are being converted into residential. What we've also found is that the number of examinations is also increasing. So local authorities are becoming a little more cautious, a little more careful in what they allow. And, you know, that is arguably a reflection of recent experience. You know, some local authorities like Croydon, Richmond within Greater London have experienced a very high rate of conversion, and some arguably negative implications to their local market function as a result. Another key finding from the report is that different local authorities act very differently. There's no consistency at a national level in terms of what gets waved through, what gets called in. So a couple of examples. Birmingham, about 68% of notifications were just waved through. Leeds and Bristol, that was 0%, with Bristol typically refusing about 15% of notifications. And in London, I've already used the example of Richmond, but London tends to refuse more. So Richmond had about 260 notifications over the 2014 to 2016 figure and period, and refused about 35% of those. So there's some kind of high-level findings. In terms of the actual quants, which is playing into more my world as a researcher, the research found between 2015 and 2016, around we're getting on towards 13,000 homes have been created through PDR, and that's on top of about 6,500 in 2014. Now, this is a significant proportion of all new homes created, and you know, we know that home creation is running below national targets, but even having said that, of homes actually built in England, PDR is arguably responsible for about 8% of those, and that's the equivalent in output to around two big house builders. So this is happening without significant top-down government intervention. So that's the housing stock creation, but in terms of the office stock loss, this is becoming very significant. So the research estimates that over 10 million square feet of office stock has been lost over the 2015 to 2016 period within England. Cumulatively, since 2013, we're looking at getting on 18 million square feet plus. The conversion rate of offices to residential is running much higher. So it's running at about 1% a year, which doesn't necessarily sound a lot, but the previous average was 0.2%, so it's increased by a factor of five. Another couple of notable findings was, you know, before PD came into effect in 2013, office stock in England was rising year on year on average, so rising by about 1% on average. That has become a fall of about 0.25% per year. Now, we can't be 100% sure that is down to PDR itself, but we can be pretty convictional that PDR is a big driver of this. So just in terms of conversion rate in quantums, before PDR, conversion was running about 1.7 million square feet a year, while office stock was still growing by about 9 million square feet a year. Since PDR, office stock itself has fallen by almost 2 million square feet a year, and this impact is being felt most within London. So over the period since PDR came into place, conversion has been running around 2 million square feet a year, which is adding up to getting onto around 8 million square feet of Greater London office stock that's being converted in total. There's another 6 million square feet or so which is expected to be converted. So in total, we're looking at a figure of around 13 million square feet of office stock, which is about 5% of everything within Greater London, which is significant. Now, another key question is, can we be certain that this is mainly down to the PDR rights? This might sound a bit geeky, but researchers have the ability to compare conversion rates within boroughs, and that is down to the exemption areas. So that allows us to see what a conversion rate will be within an exemption area, which is subject to the normal planning conditions, and outside. But crucially, it's getting those numbers for the same environment at the same point in the economic cycle. So two examples from this. Islington, the conversion rate of offices to resi within an exempt area over the last year or two was about 0.7%. But outside the exempt area, but still within Islington, it's running in excess of 5%. Same dynamic within Camden, 2% versus almost 10%. So the impacts have been quite profound.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose the key question is really, do we consider this a good or a bad thing? Now that the policy's become permanent, has PDR been bad for offices, or is it actually a good way of removing unnecessary supply, essentially, and trimming out a bit of the fat from city centre locations where it's not needed anymore?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the benefits and the costs are very much in the eye of the beholder, as indeed they always are. So there's a couple of aspects to consider. Firstly, from the investor's point of view, and here I can put my Legal & General hat on, PDR has been good. It's good at an asset level because it provides exit options from office buildings that might be approaching obsolescence or be environmentally unsound, for instance. It gives you a chance to produce something new for the market. Also, from the point of view of investors, it adds support at a market level. And as you mentioned, taking out a bit of grade B, grade C space can support pricing. It's not the same as saying vacancy rates overall will fall because you've got less stock overall, but it is saying that the proportion of space that is available or might come to the market that is of poor quality does start to reduce a bit, which can support pricing. And in theory, if pricing is supported, it will encourage the viability of new office development in local areas. Of course, the jury's still out about whether that's actually happening. But, you know, if we get back to pure economic theory, what PDR is effectively doing is encouraging the true market function of an area, so converting lower value uses to higher value without the friction of the formal planning regime. Now, where there is more concern is on the part of local authorities and on the part of occupiers. Now, we did challenge the research to find evidence whether SMEs were being negatively affected by PDR in the sense that their options for cheaper budget space were being restricted. We couldn't necessarily find any data, any hard and fast data to support that, but there were plenty of anecdotal accounts that it was creating a challenge, and that is starting to represent a bit of a concern. But one thing we would say is that although stock is falling as a result of PDR, that's not the same as saying office workers have nowhere to go. And again, we get down to kind of simple arithmetic. So stock is going down. The workforce in the majority of areas within England is increasing. What does that mean? It means that occupiers are having to occupy their space more effectively, more intensively. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is causing changes on behaviour. And with my BCO hat on, the concern we have is about that full functioning office market to ensure there is choice for budget conscious occupiers. And I think the property industry in general is often guilty of thinking in terms of brand new shiny grade A developments, but there's a massive market below that which needs to function fully. And as I said, we can't find statistical evidence to suggest there are issues there, but there is anecdotal evidence that there could be issues. So in terms of what this means for policy, local governments and national governments still need to look at SMEs and the provision of budget appropriately priced office space for what is a very important sector of the UK economy. Now, that doesn't have to be directly related to PDR, but PDR is part of that story.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the rest of the report, and thank you very much.
Pleasure.